Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Dr. Afrida Love, Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have joined. I have most all of my family members here on tonight. I have my friends. I have some colleagues. I have some radio hosts here. I have some publicists. I have many different individuals here. And I want you to sit back and enjoy this particular show. I'm going to answer some of your questions. But first of all, let us go ahead and text someone, call someone, tell someone that the Afrida Love Show is on, and also share the link. If you would like to be a guest or call in, the number is 914-205-5462. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. I said that twice. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us. We're able to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us traveling grace. You gave us energy. And we just say thank you. We ask that you bless each and every person all over this land and country, Lord. Clear our minds and our hearts and help us to be like you, Lord. We're asking with things that are said on this ministry be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. And would it be applicable to your holy word? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform. We thank you for each person who is on the platform. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your perseverance. We thank you for opening doors. We thank you for closing doors. We thank you for gaining people. We thank you for losing people. We thank you for gaining businesses. We thank you for losing businesses, Lord. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, most of all for the Afrida Love Show. We ask that these hands be utilized to continue to assist the community. Bless those who are in the community. We ask that you bless each and every youth, would you bless each and every school, would you bless each and every person, Lord. And we ask that anything that's not like you, anything that is not adding value, we ask would it be destroyed, Heavenly Father, and cast away. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person. We thank you for each experience, whether good or bad. And we ask that you continue to help us and keep us is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so I want to begin with announcements first before we get into our segment on Letter from the King. So first of all, you all understand that there is a conference entitled Youth Leadership Corporation of Central Texas Free Admission, and this particular conference is for youth ages 5 through 18, and the focus is on scholarship, leadership, self-esteem, and community. Within this particular leadership conference, there will be a workshop followed by sports, competitions, and community, which is networking. And I want the youth to know that they do have a support system. That is most important when we are building students' self-esteem. We want them to know they have a support system. As I said on last week, you know, our experiences and our networks aren't predicated on certain individuals, right? It's predicated on individuals who have the best interest in mind. And part of the workshop, without giving everything away, each youth is going to be a coach, and they're going to have a team. And sometimes when that particular individual, that youth, select a friend or whomever, they may have to sub that person out. It does not mean that they go and just give that person the third degree, you know, or just talk bad to the person. It means that they change with someone who's positive. There's always people waiting in line to assist you, people waiting in line to add value to your life, people waiting in line to love you, people waiting in line to be loved by you. And that is our motto. That is our theme. And you just have to find those people. And if you have to sub out individuals, you just have to sub them out. There's no hard feelings, right? It's no hard feelings, but the whole gist of this workshop is to make sure that individuals are adding value to your life and not taking away. Taking away could mean spreading negative things. It could be writing letters that we're going to discuss about. It could be calling schools, which we've discussed before. It could be just, and it could be anyone. You know, it could be someone who pretends to be your family member, someone who you may know. It could be just anyone. And you have to be ready as a coach. You always have to be on your toes to sub those people out, because you're not going to hang on to someone who does not add value to your life, no matter who they are. And unfortunately, you're going to have to learn to say no, and you're going to have to learn to say goodbye. And those are the two hardest words. But you're going to have to do it in order for your life to have some value. And many people with low self-esteem, especially youth, predicate their feelings about themselves based off of people, based off of their peers. That's research-based. And so within this workshop, you know, the first concept is you are the coach, and I want you to write down your teammates, and I want you to put a plus or minus, and I want you to be honest, and it's between you and I, okay? And then you're going to have to substitute people, or you're going to have to substitute places. If you're going the wrong place, you know, you're going to have to substitute that. But we're going to talk about that at the conference. So if you're interested, there is a link at Eventbrite. If you email me at you can email me at alfredemonya@gmail.com. Once again, it's alfredemonya@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 254-744-1626, okay? You can call me either one of those numbers. The workshop will be on June 19th from 9 to 12. Light snacks will be served to participants. The time frame, you can come one Saturday each month. This will be at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 915 Buffalo Avenue, Waco, Texas. So be sure to bring a youth, bring your child. And we're going to have a great time, and the first meeting is June 19th. Do you have to come to every meeting? No, you do not. The whole point of this meeting is to instruct how to build self-esteem, leadership, scholarship, and community. And once you understand those concepts, you can continue to come, or you can come sporadically. But the whole concept is a free service that I'm giving back to the community, and as a constant leader, you will be able to have a leadership role. You know, we have different leadership roles within this particular organization. All right? So the youth conference, be sure, go ahead and get your calendars out, get your phones out, tap in June 19th from 9 to 12. If you know a youth 5 to 18 years old who could benefit from this workshop, then please contact me, 744-1626, or alfredemonya@gmail.com. It is free, and so take advantage of that. All right? Okay. Next concept, the reunion. So we're going to have the reunion, and we already have the game set up. As I said before, we have the food, we have the shirts, we have who we're going to honor, and that's going to be next weekend. Those scholarships. We also have different venues who will also be there, and these are health venues. One of the most important aspects about life is making sure that we remain healthy. And if any one of you want to sign up for any type of run or anything like that, just get with me, and I'll show you how to sign up. It's very important that we begin to really focus on our health. We've been focusing on our health, but at the reunion, we want to be sure that we really speak about health aspects. I will help present some of those particular concepts, and I want you to be sure that you check your heart, you check different aspects to make sure that you're okay, especially before you run. We're going to look at fat intake, resting heart rate, working heart rate, and things of that nature, and we're going to talk about stress. Okay, many people say, you know, I'm stressed out. Well, I don't do stress, right? You always have to have something in lieu of stress. For instance, working out, listening to music, dancing. You know, if you continue to focus on the aspects of stress, then you will continue to be stressed, and then you will see that it affects your health, It affects your well-being. It affects your levels of stress and your levels of health and things of that nature. So you want to make sure that you are healthy. In addition to that, as far as dance, we will incorporate dance in some of the Saturdays that we attend the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As I said before, the first meeting is June 19th. We're not going to focus on dance on that particular day because that's going to be like a networking day. I'm going to tell you some things about the workshop, give you an example of a workshop for about 20, 30 minutes, and then we're going to have a game with basketball and also jumping rope, and there will be a contest. And so just be prepared for that. In addition to that, we thank God I did complete the 10K this weekend. I tell you what, you know, running is such a great relaxation. I was able to really enjoy the scenery and just meet people along the way, you know, as we're running. Everyone's tired. Everyone's trying to make it to the finish line. And I think about that with life, you know. You just have to keep running until you get to the finish line. You may be tired, but you have to get to where you're going. And that's the whole purpose of this ministry, is to get people out there with their gifts and get these people to the finish line where they're going. Some people say we never arrive. Yeah, you do arrive, but then you have to keep striving to become better. And that's our whole concept. But I will be training now for 13 miles. Yeah, so I'll be training for that. So that means that I have to really watch what I eat. And it means that I have to drink plenty of fluids, and I have to go on some long runs because I want to really get back in the swing of things and really get in shape. And so that's my dream. I want to run that particular race, and it's actually next month. And then I have another race in Fort Worth again in June. And so I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm really looking forward to the hotel stay. I really do. I think that's what it is, and the good bananas and the scenery. I think that's what I'm looking forward to. But I just want you to know, yes, I completed that race, thank God, and it was a very successful race. I mean, the bananas were awesome, you know, and the food was awesome. And, yeah, that's it. And so my next race will be here in Waco, and then I'll be back in Fort Worth, then it'll be Dallas. And so I'll be running some, you know, and that's something that I enjoy doing. And so look forward to that, okay? In addition to that, let's go ahead and get into our segment. So as I was telling you before, I'm going to have different guests on. My first guest will be Wednesday, and my guest is actually from Georgia, I believe. And so with that particular guest, we're going to speak on a book and some other things that were written. It's a very excellent book, and so I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but I want you to join my ministry on Wednesday for that particular interview. All right, speaking of Georgia, as I told you before, I'm here in the big city of Waco, Texas, and I told you about some individuals who were maybe calling people, writing letters, and just acting out of accordance. And I told you that it stemmed from the resident that I'm at, a superintendent. And I told you it was ineffective leadership. And I went on to tell you that with that ineffective leadership, I said Mr. Pugh was involved. And I said I could, you know, really say some things. I said, but I'm professional because Mr. Pugh is part of this conspiracy. You can call it a conspiracy. Part of this conspiracy of trying to sabotage my career, although he doesn't know me. I think he's trying to draw his fan base. I really do. And so I've used this platform as a positive to individuals to let them know that things like this do happen. But another occurrence. Okay, I'm on the radio show.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. So another occurrence was from a letter from Ms. King, who she wrote to the Texas Education Agency. And with this particular letter, first of all, she has no idea who I am. I know her sister, to be honest. I know her sister. The way I know her sister is because she actually came to Waco, and I actually had the opportunity to speak with her. And she had a retreat, right? And I actually conducted an interview with her, and the interview was on cultural diversity. So, yes, I knew her sister. Now, Miss Bernice King, I have no idea who she is. I do know that she is Dr. King's daughter. I do know that she's a civil rights leader. Well, she's a civil rights person. I do know that when individuals made a song about her father, she was very hysterical about that. Matter of fact, she got on national TV and denounced those actions. She was very upset because some individuals had made acclamations about her dad and kind of made a song. And I also know that she's on CNN sometime. I also know that during some protest, when certain minorities are involved, then she will make comments and things of that nature. But I was baffled to find that Mrs. King, who is the daughter of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, wrote a letter to the Texas Education Agency. This agency is the credentialing body of educators. First of all, she doesn't know me. Second of all, the information was based off assumptions from Ernest Pugh, who basically shared this information, and we all see the track records of Mr. Pugh. And she wrote a letter, and it was a negative letter. And there's a difference between freedom and a difference between intent. And so freedom of speech is factual events in which you actually know the person and you know for a fact, right? Because we're going back to content and character, right? We want to be judged by the character. So how can she write a letter and have no idea who I am? But she did, okay? And then with that particular measure, the intent was to sabotage, to try to sabotage my career, okay? And with that, because if it wasn't, she never would have written to the individuals who actually renew educators. And so it baffles me when I see her on TV as a civil rights movement individual who denounce or encourage silent protest, right? Because that's chaos. You have to communicate with people, right? She doesn't know me. She has no idea what the full story is. It's based off of assumptions, okay? And, you know, when we went through the system, I told you the PD, some of the PD systems are broken in the court system, right? She basically signed, so therefore that tells you that there's something going on, right? Because if it wasn't, you'd be like, what is this? What are you talking about? And so she writes this letter, and as I said before, this letter is a very negative letter. Yet she gets on CNN, yet she denounces police activity, which I denounce some of that too, but the chaos surrounded by it, all of these protests, silent protests, and things like that, some of this stuff is unnecessary. I want you to listen to this interview that she had with I want you to listen to an interview that she had, but I also want you, when you get offline with me, to listen to Dr. Bernice A. King calls out people twisting her dad, Martin Luther King Jr.'s words, okay? She doesn't want people twisting her dad's words, yet she wants to write letters to agencies and have no idea about the person. She has no idea about me. She's never met me. She doesn't know me, but yet she writes a letter to the governing body. She's in Georgia, right? Civil rights movement individual, yet she's trying to take away my civil rights. So I'm trying to figure out what type of leader is Mrs. King. And this is nothing to put anyone under the bus. These are straight facts. You know, if you're going to be a civil rights leader, then you need to be one in the light and the dark. You know, no one ever told me anything. I found out that she wrote this letter, this negative letter against me, and I've never, I don't know her. I've never said anything about her. I've never, only thing I've done is been to the King Center. That's it. And from my understanding, most of the monies and the center is funded by us. And when I say us, people who pay into the into this. And she's her system or her center is actually funded by donors. And so I wanted to bring this to light because I know that systems are broken, you know, and letters from individuals as influential as Mrs. King is detrimental to anyone, especially if it's negative and it's a lie. And so I want the truth, and the truth is Ms. King doesn't know me. The truth is Ms. King's letter is based on assumptions, and the other truth is that basically in this conspiracy, Mrs. King could be thought of as stealing, right? And I'm going to explain it to you a little bit later when I get into the segments, when I talk about the Jim Walsh law firm and things of that nature, and I'm just being honest. So when looking at this, it's nothing negative. These are all facts. But I want you to listen to this interview. It's called Stepping Outside the Norm. And Mrs. King is interviewing with an individual on here, and she speaks about different aspects that's contrary to what she wrote on that letter. Okay? So here we go.
Everything that I do in my life is for the next generation. Because I remember the words of my father in the I Have a Dream speech. Because I remember the words of my father in the I Have a Dream speech. When he spoke about me and my three siblings, that one day we would live in a nation where we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. While he specifically spoke about each of us, my father's work was about the next generation, ensuring that there would be a more just, humane, and peaceful world for those who would come after him. Our world, more women in leadership. We as women bring very important and valuable gifts, talents, and contributions and ways to operating in this world, what is taking place starting here at Mercy, the Revolution. You know, I've spoken to audiences, and we've looked at the word revolt and revolution, and my father said that a movement that only moves people is a revolt. But a movement that changes people and systems and institutions is a revolution, and hopefully spread throughout this nation will indeed be a revolution, because we will see changes in people, in perspectives, and we will see changes in our institutional
All right. Give me just a second. Okay, so while this is booting back up, so with that little segment that we just heard from Miss Bernice King, we realized that during this time she indicated that every aspect is for the next generation. Writing letters based off assumptions is not for the next generation. And especially if you do not know the person and you're going by assumptions. And so to make it very clear, right, I'm a very ethical individual. I believe in communication. If there is anything to be written or discussed, I always like to speak to the person first. That's just good business, good leadership. When we think back to the civil rights movements and we think back to the boycotts and things of that nature, we begin to think about how much communication actually took place. Or was it because of the Jim Crow laws or because of different laws, then people began marching? I didn't really see people sit down and discuss. This is a new century. And these silent, what you say, protests that are out of hand and that you only have one side of business is bad business, and it can cause violence. She's about nonviolence, so she say. But writing letters based on assumptions and just trying to destroy someone's career, you know, encouraging people that this is right by signing a letter or by writing a letter to a governing body that, you know, that renews a certificate is not practicing nonviolence. She should be for peace, which means communication. This is not the 1950s. This is not the 1960s where you object a law or you object a vote and you silently protest, because that can cause a lot of confusion, especially when the person understands and recognizes what is going on. And so the whole gist here, as we are discussing, is to think about, yeah, we're thinking about the next generation. But this action, and I'm telling you guys, this action here is not thinking about anyone but yourself and your own beliefs, right? Because when people are grown, they can pretty much do what they want to do as long as it doesn't violate a law. And just because you do not accept something does not mean that you can go and try to sabotage or talk bad about someone else. That's the whole gist of this. Because it causes a disturbance, it causes chaos, and it causes confusion. And I want you to look back at all of those different protests in the 1950s, 1960s, and I want you, if you can actually see a video where they actually, when I say they, the people who implemented the laws and the civil rights movers, where they actually sat down and actually discussed different aspects. Because what's happening is we're transforming these things to the century now, and it doesn't work like that because people's mindsets are different. People have more freedom, and people can take more action. And so writing letters based on assumptions is unacceptable for any leader. That includes me. I have to have facts. I don't know the person. Why would I write something like that? It's a difference. Freedom of speech is that you basically know the person, right, and you're writing something. And it's not based off of assumptions. That is called defamation, sabotaging. That's what that's called. And so I tell people all the time, I say, so if you get a call, if you get a letter, I said, just direct them to me. None of these people have ever spoken to me. Yet she's writing from Georgia to Texas. She hasn't spoken to me. She doesn't know me. None of that. But she wrote a letter. And because the systems are so broken, right, then I'm using this as a platform, which is spread abroad. And this is probably more effective anyways. But it's not to throw anyone under the bus or none of that. Because I remember looking back when they were at a feud because of the King Center. Why can't everybody just pitch in and help instead of bickering and fighting? You know, when people wrote things about her father or made a lyric, she was the first one on CNN denouncing that. She has a video out. You know, that she's talking to the news. They twisted my father's words. Well, you twisted my character when you wrote that letter. And so I am speaking. It doesn't matter who you are, period. And so I tell youth all the time, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, you may have the popular kid. You may have someone who just lie because they want to jump on the bandwagon with everyone else. You know, Ernest Pugh told her something, and she jumped on the bandwagon automatically, just jumped on the bandwagon. I have no idea what's going on. But you know that your name, she's very aware that her name carries a lot of weight. Well, mine does too, especially when I speak out. And so I'm now seeing everything that she has put on that paper because it's untrue. And I've never been told about it. And she's basing it on assumptions. You know, I could assume a lot of things. This lady has, she's one of the most notable leaders in the world. And she's not married. I could say anything. I could base assumptions. I could make assumptions, but I don't. Why? Because it's none of my business. Same with me. It's none of her business. She has no right, and people have no right to put negative things on paper about you and try to make it seem real just because who they are. And so we have to learn all of those aspects. And it's not a time to go back and do the same thing to them. Like, I'm not going to write something about her, but I am going to state the facts, the truth. She has no idea who I am. Never met her. Never spoke to her. I know her sister. I knew her sister. Spoke to her in Texas. Interviewed her on the phone, talked to her on the phone a couple of times. She had a retreat. That's it. So when you deal with instances like this, whether it's, I say it's a conspiracy, this is no test, getting all these people involved, you know, that comes from this right here. That comes from, you know, having different people, and that doesn't make any sense. This is not the 1940s and 1950s. You know, people make laws, follow the laws, period. That's how it is. Mind your own business. That's what that is. But getting a lot of people and you have little information, that's not practicing nonviolence because somebody's going to get upset, right? And so it's very important to speak out about those things and denounce that. It doesn't matter who said it, you know. It doesn't matter if she's a preacher or not. Preachers can be wrong just like people like me can be wrong. You know, that's wrong. You don't write something about somebody and have no clue about their character. You just said that you want to be judged by your character. So do I. And you don't know me. That's number one. And so, you know, living as if we're in the 1950s and 60s and getting all these people involved, and paying people and having campaigns, silent protests. No, we have to communicate in this world. It's called communication. Leaders communicate nowadays. You know, we don't do coward moves, silent protests, paying people hush money. We don't do that. It's very important that we as a society learn how to communicate, period, and stay in our lane, which means mind our own business, you know. If you don't know the person, I would stay in my own lane. And just because you think you're powerful and influential, you can be wrong too. And no one's going to sit nowadays and just let things go on that's wrong. Somebody's going to speak up. And so with that, as I was saying before, she had no right. Mrs. King had no right in writing anything. Number one, she doesn't know me. Number two is based off of lies and assumptions. And she, like I said, she was on national TV, upset. People just made a song, and it wasn't a bad song, but she denounced it. She was upset about it, okay? So, and she gets upset when people twist my father's words. Okay, well, you twisted my character when you wrote that. And so do unto others as they have done unto you, same thing. This is factual information, and from my recollection, that King Center, once again, is funded by sponsors. And if sponsors stop paying, that center is going to be shut down. And so while we're so focused on trying to take money from someone else because of our own agenda, our own beliefs, then we need to worry about what we have because, you know, they're the ones at that center who have to solicit donations in order to keep that center open. People actually sponsor and donate to that center. And it would be a shame if individuals understood and knew that if you're focusing on the next generation and you're writing letters that are untrue and they just stop paying, period. I don't want to give. I don't want to sponsor because this is wrong. You know? So we don't take from someone else in order to look good, in order to better ourselves, because it's not ours in the first place. We'll lose more. So you don't have to steal. You don't have to try to sabotage someone else. And I tell you that. And you need to communicate. If you don't like something, communicate. But make sure that it's your business. If it's none of your business, then leave it alone. If it has nothing to do with you, no effects on you, leave it alone. But some people, example, Mr. Pugh, Ms. King, used their influence. They did use their influence. That's a fact. This is not assumption. This is fact. Use their influence to write to the agency, right? That's what they did. But I'm also getting the word out that basically this is a bunch of lies and assumptions, and they're doing it. Ernest is doing it to gain fans, and Ms. King is doing it to help her center. That's it, and that's why. And so these aspects, leadership extends beyond the fact of addressing certain issues. Leadership is being able to communicate. You know, we communicate what occurred because sometimes, as I said before, the police system, the court systems are all messed up, especially when you have the Jim Walsh Law Firm, Ms. Crow, writing letters that are untrue to the court. And so you have to basically nip those particular things in the bud. So with this, like I said before, and people already know, you receive calls, you receive letters, it's all fake. Just tell them to call me. That's it. You know, but as a youth or as an adult, people writing false information, that is defamation, that is. Whether the court takes it or not, it is. And we're going to speak out about it. It is. And it doesn't need to happen. And so I'm making sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. Because some people cannot take this. You've had people, we looked at the statistics, little kids committing suicide, grown people committing suicide, people getting hurt because people are going out of their minds because they're so upset and distraught because leaders, ineffective leaders, aren't taking care of these issues. They're allowing these type people to try to sabotage someone's career. We talked about ineffective leaders, right? And so that's why we're getting the word out. And no, it doesn't matter. Reverend or not, you're wrong, right? And then we talk about law, pretending to be a lawyer. You still have to take the bar test. Going to school to be a lawyer and not taking a test doesn't make you a lawyer. It doesn't make you a judge. You have no right. You nor Mr. Pugh have no right to try to sabotage someone else. Honorary doctorate, okay, that's honorary. That means they gave it to you. You didn't go to school for it, all right? So that doesn't give you a right to judge anyone. And just because I have a doctorate, it doesn't give me a right to judge someone. I need to get my facts straight, right? So with this, it's not okay. It's not okay to allow this behavior to go on. It's not okay to hold it in and be all upset and go on a rampage. Communication is the key, you know. And you talk about silent protest. No, in a workplace, silent protest don't work. You have to communicate with people, especially if you think that something went wrong. That's the problem, and that's why you have all of these things happening, because nobody ever communicated. A silent protest is when an action is taken, the person knows, and you're not a disturbance to person or wherever you're protesting. It does not mean that somebody come up with a lie and that you secretly, right, write letters, call people, and pay people. That's not a protest. And so we need to get that understood. But it baffles me that when something occurs within society, that Ms. King's the first thing that says injustice, or we use the color. What about character? What about understanding character? You know, we can't call out other people when we're doing wrong. You may not be arresting people and doing all of those things, but you are trying to hold someone else back as well. And so, once again, turn that mirror to you. What are you doing? You know, but we want to point the finger at everybody else. What are you doing with your life? And to sit and write a letter and have time to write a letter, that baffles me, especially when it's a negative letter, a false letter, that you have no idea what you're writing, just based off assumptions. And freedom of speech and intent. You don't have a right to lie on someone. And your intent was to try to sabotage a career. That was your intent. And so, in looking at these two entities, you know, part of our workshop is, what about, what if it's that popular kid? What if it's that popular person that's making up these things? What are you going to do? You're not going to go up there and beat somebody up. You're not going to go up there and do the same thing. Why? Because you're more professional. Even as a kid, you can be professional. You can be a leader and learn how to deal with issues like this. Mrs. King is one of the most influential people in the world because of her father, civil rights. But Ms. King has to realize that at the end of the day, it's us, it's sponsors, who keep that center open and keep her with a job. And so, you know, that's just how it is. And I thank God for this platform, because this is a way to really get the word out, and not only get the word out, but to make a change. She's talking about a movement. A movement is not trying to sabotage someone. A movement is changing for the better, not for the worse. And it doesn't matter what team you're on. Make sure you're on the right team, you know, because, as I said before, you know, ownership and owning up to your actions is part of leadership. And that's whether you're a pastor, whether you're a regular person, whether you're a leader, whatever you are. Ownership is ownership. And so that's important. And so, no, it's not right for someone to do that. I don't care who it is, you know. But you have to get the word out there. You know, if someone calls or if someone writes a letter, it's a lie. Just tell them to call me. And that's what we've been doing. And we're going to get it around the world. And they're going to know exactly who it is so that it won't happen to anyone else. The next week or the next time we get on the ministry, we're going to talk about the Jim Walsh Law Firm. And these are facts. This is nothing, not an opinion. These are facts. And we've tried to address these particular issues, right? And because of systems, things have been ongoing, and it's untrue. And we have to protect careers. We have to protect individuals and keep them good. And what I mean by that, keep them as great citizens. When PD fails or when court systems fail, then we have to be able to still remain professional but communicate. And that's what these type of individuals who write letters and who this is what they do. They like to keep things silent, you know. And we're going to talk about Brian Burns as well, okay? And because you need to know these names, because these people actually scam people. They've solicited different monies from organizations and things of that nature. And these are individuals who are icons within the society, except Mr. Burns. But Ms. King and Mr. Pugh, supposedly in gospel, Ms. King, you all know her. And so these are true facts. It's not anything made up, you know. And so it's very important that you understand what's going on in society. You know, we say one thing in an interview on national news, and then in secret we're doing something else. And so all of these things need to be brought to the forefront. And I wouldn't get on this ministry and make up things, because making up things and about people is not what I do. I'm all about business. But I want to protect you, and I want to help you. But I want to get this message out, because each one of these people, right, the only reason why they're where they are is because of you, because of your monies, because of your sponsorships, because of you attending different events, not them. Because all those monies, right, you spend or that you provide goes to the King Center. And King Center is funded by sponsors. True story. Okay? So in that, understanding different aspects of what civil rights is and being able to communicate is important. Okay? And so the overall gist of this particular show is it doesn't matter who it is. Just like God has no respect of person, it doesn't matter who you are. Okay? If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And writing letters and calling people and you have no idea who the person is, that's not acceptable. Doesn't matter who you are. And we speak about Dr. King and character. If you don't know the person, how are you to write something about the character? You have no idea who they are. It doesn't make any sense. I know. So, that's that. But at the same time, you need to continue to do well, right? You need to continue to do well. You don't go off and do the same thing that those individuals did. You know, you actually be professional and you communicate. And that's one thing that you have an advantage is that you can communicate because they're unable to. Because number one, it's false and it's made up. It's not even real. But because of who they are, then they think that they can just write anything and nothing's going to be said. And that's not true, especially if they have love at the end. All right? So I want you to think about that. I want you to actually go and review some of these interviews. Let's see. Yeah, go and actually view some of these interviews, especially the one Dr. Bernice King calls out people twisting her dad, Martin Luther King Jr.'s words. She don't want anyone twisting her dad's words, but you're going to write a letter. Okay. Then stepping outside the norm. Okay. I'm going to try to play this again, and I want you to listen to it. I'm going to start it over because I want you to hear it. And if the internet messes up, that's okay.
Everything that I do in my life is for the next generation. Because I remember the words of my father in the I Have a Dream speech when he spoke about me and my three siblings. That one day we would live in a nation where we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. While he specifically spoke about each of us, my father's work was about the next generation, ensuring that there would be a more just, humane, and peaceful world for those who would come after him. Our world desperately needs more women in leadership. We as women bring very important and valuable gifts, talents, and contributions and ways to operating in this world. What is taking place and starting here at Mercy is a revolution. You know, I've spoken to audiences and we've looked at the word revolt and revolution, and my father said that a movement that only moves people is a revolt. But a movement that changes people and systems and institutions is a revolution. What will take place here and hopefully spread throughout this nation will indeed be a revolution, because we will see changes in people, in perspectives, and we will see changes in our institutional.
All right, that particular part keeps stopping. Okay, but you've heard the speech, and so basically you understand the gist. And so I wanted you to hear it. I want you to play it. It's called Stepping Outside the Norm by Bernice King, and it's by APB Speakers, so please be sure to check it out. But once again, we will continue the conversation. And as I said before, this is a positive network, and I just want to make you aware, but I also want you to be aware of how people sometimes may try to use their influence or use tactics that was utilized in the 1960s with these silent protests. Silent protests were utilized when laws and things were created. Everyone knew the law. It was communicated to everyone, and they were able to react. You can't be silent with things like this, especially when you're writing something that you don't know about someone. And so communication is the key. Leadership, part of leadership is communication. And unfortunately, we have some who are ineffective, and communication never was a part of any aspect of this arena. So, as a leader, whether you're a youth or an adult, it's important to communicate. And these silent protests, that does not quantify for people's careers, people's health, people's well-being. It only works for laws that have been applied and you decide not to participate. A silent protest is not writing letters to people with false information, paying people. That's not a silent protest. Okay? So, that's that. But what I want you to do, if you're a gospel artist, writer, author, actor, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, I want you to please be sure to email me at alfredaemonya@gmail.com. And when you email me, you let me know that you want to be on this ministry. This is a very positive ministry. But I also highlight these particular aspects. We're going to talk about the Jim Walsh Law Firm next and some things that could occur, that have occurred, and you will know those particular things and what to look for. And so it's very important. So far we've highlighted Mr. Pugh, paying people and writing letters and false information, and also Ms. King, the same thing. And so it's very important that we understand that there are some good people out there. There are some people who speak well in the light and do other things in the dark. Okay? And with this, it's very important to remain positive, because individuals, they want to see some time. They want to see you down and despond. So you have to. That's why it's so important to build up your self-esteem. Self-esteem is most important, and it cannot be predicated on people. It has to be predicated on you. You have to be in charge of your own self-esteem, right? You cannot allow people to be in charge of that, because, as I said before, just like we have Mr. Pugh and Ms. King, you put people in charge of your happiness, you're going to be sad all the time. You have to take the initiative and be in charge of your own happiness, of your own self-esteem. That's why I have this platform, right? Because I'm in charge of my happiness, charge of my self-esteem. I'm in charge of how I feel. I'm in charge of how I think. There's nobody else in charge of that but me. And that's how it's going to be. Okay? So I want you to understand that. And as I said before, just email me. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can email me at alfredaemonya@gmail.com. Now, on tomorrow, we're going to speak about our needs and wants. And so we're going to evaluate what we want and what we need. And so we will be sure to bring some paper and something to write with, okay? All right, so I appreciate each and every one of you. I have all of my family here, all my friends. What is going on? Let me answer some questions. Okay, the first question, have you met Miss Bernice King? No, I have never met her. I don't know her. I just know her from, I know she's Dr. Martin Luther King, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter. I knew that she's supposed to be a civil rights leader. That's all I know about her. But no, I have not met her. And no, I haven't. Okay. How do you remain strong? And, well, of course, in remaining strong, you always have to have a relationship with God, but you also have to know thyself. It's very important to know who you are, right? And understanding who you are and having control, as I said before, over your own emotions, over your own being. You have to have control over that. Your happiness cannot be predicated on different events that happen within your life, whether it's fake or whether it's real. You just can't depend on people to make you happy. You have to have your own happiness. You have to explore your own happiness. You have to be happy as far as how you feel. Okay. What is this one? Are you still open to interview? Yes. If you would like to be interviewed on this ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com or alfreda@gmail.com if you would like to interview. Yes. How do we subscribe? Okay, so I want to subscribe to the ministry. You can either just click on blogtalkradio.com/free to love and press subscribe, or you can email me and I will subscribe you. Okay. One other thing is I want you to check out YouTube, and you can go under our Free to Love. And when you go under our Free to Love, you will see various videos. I want you to check those out. Okay. All righty. Yes, the reunion, yes. The reunion's in Dallas. Yes. Okay. Oh, yes, okay. So another aspect is we have, with the Cook Love family, we have a very strong bond. And so with this scam, the individual, like Brian Burns or someone to say, David, he'll tell Mr. Gooden, David, I paid David. This is part of the scam. And that's not true. So you have to understand the different scams that's going on. The leaders are aware of it. Well, the individuals who are in charge of the school are aware of it. But you have to understand the scams when you see them. And anyone from the Cook Love generation of family is not involved at all. And so they wanted me to make that very clear. And part of the scam, yeah, this person will say, oh, I just paid so-and-so, or I just paid so-and-so. And so that's part of it. Also, be sure to keep your bank information, any type of information, secure. I do know that at one point, these same individuals, they will try to go into accounts and things of that nature. So you have to be very leery of your accounts, maybe change a card every month or so. But, yeah, and David and all of the family wanted me to let you guys know on national radio that it's never them. And basically that's all I'm going to say about that. So be not deceived. Be not deceived. And Aunt Clara said she thought Miss King was a civil rights leader. Well, I thought she was too. And I don't know her. And I'm not sure what she is, but I know that letter is not true. That's all I know. But, yeah, I thought she was too, but I don't know what she is now. But that letter is not true that she wrote. I do know that. Okay? Any more questions? All right. So we have that clear. And we're going to watch a movie for our family reunion either today or tomorrow. And is that it? Is there anything else we need to discuss? Yes. Aunt Clara. And Aunt Clara said it will never be any of us. Okay. So I thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Bring something to write with. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Love.